All right, welcome to Absurdia.
You'll be here with me, Kay.
Fresh out of prison, and my co-conspirator, G.
Thank you all for your letters of support. I have now been freed, pardoned by the new incoming governor.
You weren't pardoned.
And we'll be talking to the new governor today. But first, mice in the kitchen.
They can be more than vermin if you treat them with marinade, not arsenic.
And G gets schooled when he asks why everything he says is so offensive.
Hey!
But first, we school you with the news.
This is Absurdia News. Former pizza delivery goon, home removalist, and one-time stand-up comedian, Ivan Sosiopatsky, has been elected governor of Absurdia. Little is known about Sosiopatsky's policies, background, police history, or record of existence prior to 2009. It is uncertain what direction he will take in office, or indeed how he got there, and whether or not he will leave. In an apparent attempt to find out how many people would turn up at his funeral, an East Harcourt man has faked his own death. When an apparently delighted John Doe, halfway through his own funeral service, popped up in the rear of the chapel, jubilantly shouting, 122! A bemused and angry congregation seeking explanation crushed him to death. The answer, ultimately, was zero. Computers can draw pictures.
Generative AI has taken the public attention by storm. I spoke with Professor Ari Morty of the University of Absurdia to understand the threat to jobs and human existence. Professor, what is artificial intelligence and why should we be afraid of doing that?
Artificial intelligence. AI models are trained on massive data sets and this gives it great cross-referential speed. Zombie botnets are already harnessed by hackers on the internet to analyze data. And when you introduce some new information to a network, every node is instantly aware of it.
So you're describing a robot army with instant collective knowledge of everything?
No, I'm not. And certainly not everything. It can only assimilate the information you give it.
Like the Borg Collective?
Well, no, it isn't going to devour us.
So you're saying it's more like the Terminator than the Borg?
No.
So if it isn't sentient at all, then it's more like the Death Star.
Look, these are...
And when did you become sentient?
What? I'm a human being. I'm not AI.
You're very believable. No, very lifelike.
No, I... Seriously, I'm a normal person.
How do I turn it off?
Please, don't... Stop touching me like that. What are you doing?
Big Oil has publicly aligned with Satan. ExxonMobil, Gazprom, Qatar Energy, and Saudi Aramco, now to be known as the Fuck You Four, have declared in a public relations campaign that they are evil and have allied with the devil. Having recently been exposed for a secretive carbon bombing of the globe, the Fuck You Four will now turn to open carpet bombing of rainforests, migrating whale corridors, children's playgrounds, and rainbows. The incoming governor of Absurdia has expressed his support. The time is 1-0-1-0-0-1-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-1.
You're here on Absurdia with G at Tomato Aluminium Vase and K at the mic.
What did you say?
I'm introducing us. I'm doing the K and G introduce bit.
No, you said...
I gave my preferred variants.
What? Your preferred pronouns?
No, variants. My preferred variations.
The fuck are you talking about?
I'm giving my preferences. I say tomato, not tomato. Americans say vase.
Why are you doing that?
So people can use the right variation with me. I'm being open, so we can be sympathetic and not offend one another.
Defend me.
Aluminum is offensive.
You're here with G, Boot Bonnet, Either Neither, Color with a U, and K at the mic on the Absurdia podcast.
Okay, if you keep that up, I'm going to have to strangle you.
Then you'll go back to jail.
No. I'm not going back. I've done hard time.
Hard time. 3 days.
I was put in the box.
3 days and two nights in the cell at the local precinct.
Solitary. No light.
It would have been overnight, but it was a weekend. The lawyer came Monday.
I was given nothing but gruel and water.
They ordered you pizza.
For my last meal.
On your last night?
I wanted eggplant lasagna for my last meal. Like Mama used to make.
You're not Italian.
You say you shit your pants when you're hanged.
You were never executed.
I wasn't allowed to see my family.
You called them and said you were staying with me for the weekend.
I'm not the same, G. I came out of prison a changed man.
I made you change into fresh clothes that I brought you. You stunk after 3 days.
I'm sorry. I can't go back there. I won't.
Yeah, well, they don't want you either. Coming up on the podcast, listeners, we speak to the newly elected governor.
He pardoned me in an incoming act of clemency.
No, he didn't.
He recognized the injustice done to me.
Oh, that is such bullshit.
Are you drunk? Want pizza now? Pizza. Now. Pizza now.
$99.
Okay, Mr. Chop Suey. Fist full of dollar. Cannot punch wind. Or purchase more life. Fist for thinking. Master Chin teach. Way of fist. Ask the question. Is pool of still rainwater happy? Do dreams have sounds? In olden days, was everything black and white? If you cannot answer question.
Fizz. Punch. Fizz.
Do you want to know? Meaning of fist. Master Chin teach. Way of fist. Listen to podcast. Chin. Fizz.
Look at this beautiful machine. It's a three-tone tan air-cooled flatbread bin shape whose rounded lines shows off its dual banks of soft input keys. Under the hood is a 1.023 MHz MOS Technology 6510 CPU. It has 64 kilobytes of native RAM on top of the inbuilt 38 needed to run the basic 2.0 language system, and its 16-color VIC-2 adapter is connected to a 19-inch NTSC Sony Trinitron. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's the legendary 1982 Commodore 64. I'm Jerry Seinfeld. Listen to my new podcast, Comedians Zooming Celebrities to Stay Relevant. I'll be drinking coffee with celebrities over the internet on equipment that I think is most like their personalities. Will it be on an iMac, on a 56K modem, a BlackBerry and a Sony camcorder, or a Sinclair ZX81 and a fax? And who was on the Commodore 64? To find out, tune in to Comedians Zooming Celebrities to Stay Relevant.
You're listening to the ABC, the Absurdia Broadcasting Corporation.
Everyone has heard of musician and activist Neil Young, but no one had heard much from him recently, until he performed unannounced at a demonstration in Canada in support of protecting West Coast old-growth forests from logging, the subject of which has become Canada's biggest ever act of civil disobedience.
Yeah, we managed to get Neil on the line for an interview today to talk about his relationship with the environmental protest movement. And we're going to ask him about recent music projects and find out what Neil Young fans can expect in the near future from the legendary musician. All right, Neil, it's so great to have you join us live on the podcast. Welcome to Absurdia. Hello, Neil. Mr. Young. Hello, Neil Young. Hello, Neil Young. Are you there? Hello, Neil. Hello, Neil Young. Mr. Young.
Just bear with us, listeners, as we work out how to use some of the replacement equipment here in the studio. We will get Neil back live on the air on the podcast for you listeners very shortly. We just don't have the same studio equipment this season, or indeed the same budget.
Yeah, but we have money for a new espresso machine.
I paid for that out of my own pocket.
Yeah, well, you could have bought some microphone stands.
I'll spend my own money where I like. I was offered a really good deal for an espresso machine. We don't have any microphone stands because the studio's replacement equipment for the drone-damaged equipment got damaged by our drone. So we had to replace it last season. That's why the budget is now nil.
So instead, we have Jimmy.
Jimmy, the microphone stand.
Hello.
Don't talk, Jimmy.
Why?
Jimmy, the microphone stand.
Hello.
Don't talk, Jimmy.
Sorry.
Jimmy, the microphone stand. Jimmy, the microphone stand. Jimmy, give me the microphone stand.
Oh, sorry.
Don't talk, Jimmy.
Sorry.
Just hold the microphone stand.
Okay.
Don't talk.
Sorry.
Hey, Jimmy, get the door, will ya?
Jimmy.
Sorry. Hello? Ow!
Move it.
Ow!
I am coming in.
Governor Sosiopetsky, hello.
I come for your little interview.
Jimmy, are you okay?
No.
He's fine.
This is my driver.
How you doing?
Hello. I think you really hurt Jimmy there.
Oh, maybe it's not broken.
You not worry about Jimmy the Megaphone. Sosiopetsky is here now. Don't waste my time. What you want?
You're listening to the ABC, the Absurdia Broadcasting Corporation.
We are here with the governor of Absurdia, newly elected just last season, Ivan Sosiopetsky, to discuss the government's promised new direction and see what citizens of Absurdia can expect this season. Welcome, Governor Sosiopetsky.
Yeah. Hurry up.
Pardon me?
Stop wasting time. Ask your question.
Mr. Sosiopetsky, being a rank outsider with no political experience whatsoever, how did you win this election?
I know people.
You know what people want.
No, I know some people.
Gee, did you order a pizza? There's a Pizza Now car parked out in the front.
That's mine.
The Pizza Now car?
He's my driver.
You're chauffeured here by Pizza Now?
You want me to tell you three times?
Governor Sosiopetsky, what is your first order of the day in office?
I get nice home.
Pardon me?
I get nice home.
Your first order of the day in office will be that you get a nice home.
Yes.
Not a decent car?
Smart guy, eh?
Mystery Foot Cove.
Pardon me?
Mystery Foot Cove. It's nice. I like to have Governor Mansion there. With sunny garden to grow cucumber. I like cucumbers. And a nice east-facing position for my marigolds. Maybe some petunias. I want to try those. Driver?
Yeah?
You take me there next.
Sure thing.
Your driver is taking you to Mystery Foot Cove to look for a mansion?
Why you got to repeat everything? Are you stupid?
What?
I have you arrested for being stupid. Ask smart question, not repeat stupid things. Is this thing on? Okay, you listen now. We make change to emergency services. Firefighters, they get more money. Police, they work for governor's office now. Ambulance paramedics, they sacked.
You fired the ambulance?
You repeating things again.
Sorry.
No more dentists either. I don't like them. Now we need to make profit here. Fast profit. These public service shit, these got to go. We need private company to run Troll. They make money, we make money, everybody win.
You're opening up public services to tender?
Yes. And Pizza Now will make sure everybody get well fed. All the fat cats. So go make ad noise now.
What?
Make the ad noise. Now. Pizza Now. Go now.
Yeah, we'll go to the sponsor in a moment.
He said make the ad noise. Do like he said. Now.
Pizza Now. Pizza Now. Pizza Now.
Pizza Now. Are you drunk? Want pizza now? Pizza Now. Pizza Now.
$99.
Tired of cheap things that break? Quality craftsmanship seems like something from a bygone era, not here at Lifelong Barbs. Our Lifelong Barbs last. They work hard. They work their way in and are hard to get out. Lifelong Barbs are strong, long-lasting, and stick fast. We are so confident you'll never remove Lifelong Barbs that they come with a lifetime guarantee. Lifelong Barbs. Lifelong. With a lifetime guarantee.
Warning. Removing Lifelong Barbs during life can cause complications.
Generation AIQ, the new generative AI trivia game show harnessing the future of artificial intelligence, where the quizmaster is AI. Generation AIQ joins the ABC's roster of game shows from the same studio that brings you
Real Life, the live virtual game show of fake reality TV contestants, crowd-streamed in person, on demand, every night at primetime, in the Absurdosphere metaverse. Are there prizes to be won? No. The answers? Don't miss it, or you might be one of them. Send yourself a stamped addressed envelope to Real Life, and it will already be happening.
And
Moral Panic, the fun and risque poker game between Wahhabista moms, bordello madams, and anxious dentists.
And
Bare Essentials, where two naked contestants on a tiny island have just 1 week to survive Absurdia's zoos.
Starving last polar bear, after first being doused in shark chumfish slurry.
And
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Asshole?
And the hit sequel,
Who Wants to Beat a Millionaire Asshole with a Stick?
And the hit subsequel,
Billionaire Bounty Hunt?
And the subsequent equal hit subsequel,
Who Wants to Murder a Murderer?
Generation AIQ. Don't miss it.
Was that we wanted to talk about the term that you about poof. Where that's what I think when I was trying to go on about this idea of, that we had, that, you know, you asked me, well, what's wrong with saying poof? And I'm like, I got, you know, gay friends, lots of gay friends. When I asked them about that word poof, they're just like, we don't fucking say that anymore, man. We don't say it anymore. And if you do say it, you're going to be called out on it.
What they say may be true in Canada, but it isn't necessarily true in England, and it isn't necessarily true in Australia. And this is the nature of, well, culture. Just culture differs from place to place, but humor differs from place to place. So your jokes land better at home than they do abroad, always. Your humor is always gets diluted a little bit the further you go away from its home, because humor is cultural. In the same way, poof is used in the vernacular in a different way in Canada and in America than it is used in England and in Australia and Ireland. Largely, I would say, because it's had much greater length. It's an English word. It's only been recently picked up in North America. So it has a longer history. So it went through sort of its own rejection and then reclaiming by the gay community. That's our word now. And so it's become softened through much use. And so the reaction will be different there than here.
I'm also cognizant that there is a generational change, and I can't sit on my generational foundation and say, that's what we said back then. No big deal. It's like,
That's the crux. I think that's the crux, is the generational change.
Absolutely. This is why I'm thinking.
And you're right, it is a big deal.
It is. And that's the thing. And if you don't respect that it is a big deal, then there's something wrong with you. Nothing wrong with them. There's something wrong with you. You should read the room.
You're still listening to the ABC, the Absurdia Broadcasting Corporation.
Thanks very much for coming down to the studio, Governor Sociopatsky.
What's that? What you got?
Oh, this. It's a long black.
Oh, we have a beautiful new espresso machine, Governor. Would you like some coffee?
Yes. Driver?
Yeah?
Take the espresso machine.
Sure thing.
Hey!
Hey!
Jeez. Ow! Out of the way of the governor's espresso machine.
And you, store rat, Jimmy Megaphone. You got the bright disease.
Store rat?
Shut up, you get what coming.
Sorry.
Not sorry, stupid. Shut up!
Sorry!
Shut up or I stab you! Driver, give him shiv.
Ow!
Shut up, not ow, or I stab you again.
Sorry.
Driver, shiv him again.
Ow! Ow!
Stop shivving Jimmy.
You shut up. Jimmy the telegram, get what coming. Now I am going. I come. I see. I conquer. Pizza now.
Pizza now.
Jesus, Jimmy. Oh my God.
It's okay.
Oh, my God, Jimmy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look, hold that. Hold
I'm
that there.
I'm losing a lot of blood.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
911, police, fire, Amazon.
What? Amazon?
Connecting you now.
What? No. Get an ambulance.
Lego ambulance, only $15.99. Add to cart.
What? No, not a Lego ambulance.
Another Lego ambulance is only $10.49. Add to cart?
I don't want an ambulance made of Lego.
Ambulance made of Lego. Only $15.99. Add to cart?
Don't just keep adding Lego ambulance to my cart.
Dolce & Gabbana cologne? Opulence. Only $43.29. Add to cart?
I would like an ambulance.
Connecting you to lighting ambience.
Ambulance! Ambulance!
Absolutely fabulous on DVD, season 2, only $29.99. Add to cart.
Someone has been stabbed!
Connecting you to knives and kitchenware.
Knives? This is unbelievable. Kitchenware? What, like espresso machines?
Mr. Extra Presto 2.06000. Espresso for 3 machines. Impressively priced on sale at $107.98. Add to cart.
Does it have a steamer for milk?
I really think I'm dying. Sorry.
Connecting you to funeral home.
No! God damn it, I don't want a funeral home. I need an espresso machine.
Hey, Jimmy probably needs to get to the hospital pretty quick.
Yeah, I'm going to include him in my Amazon order. They'll collect him.
Day-old collection of cadavers available only with basic pine box coffin. Only $5.99.98. Add to cart?
No, not coffins. Coffee.
Ambulance.
Huh? Oh, ambulance.
Lego ambulance, only $15.99. Add to cart.
Okay, Mr. Chop Suey. Why is moon called the moon?
I don't know.
Ow!
Fist punch. Face. Why can't you see your eyes?
What? I don't know. Ow!
Fist punch. Face. What does strangely it sell?
What? No, I don't. Nobody knows. It's a front.
Fist for thinking. If Master Chin catch you not thinking.
Fist.
Punch. Face.
Do you want to know meaning of fist? Master Chin teach. Way of fist. Listen to podcast. Chin on fist.
My lord, who ordered pizza?
Oh, my lord.
Someone ordered pizza.
Someone tell the chef.
I'm sorry, we didn't order pizza.
Here is pizza. $99. No charge. We take house. Please get friends and goodbye.
I beg your pardon.
City Rezone House. This Mystery Foot Cove House is now Governor Mansion. Authority of state. Take pizza and goodbye.
Please stop coming into my house.
Goodbye. This is Governor Mansion now. Get out. Driver, break heads.
Shut down.
Get out. Get out. Get out.
Penelope, call 911.
Pizza now.
Come on down to Bergen Broderick's Typo Titles to find classic book titles with minor typos at a bizarre price. We've got Philosophy, Zeno and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, Greek Philosopher Takes a Road Trip and Never Reaches His Destination. We have children's books like Winnie the Pooh, The Story of a Bear Who Prefers Twinks to Honey, Bergen Broderick's Typo Titles, classic book titles with minor typos at a bizarre price.
Thanks for listening, listeners.
It was great to have you back for our first episode in season two. Is it two?
Otherwise called episode 7. Get it? Get the episode numbering right.
Oh, is it Roman numerals? Are we using Roman numerals?
Look, you just got back.
Oh, that's right. I was in prison. Did you hear? Yeah. Did you hear I was in prison?
We keep hearing. Thanks for tuning
in,
listeners.
We had Sociopatsky in the studio here, but the new leader of Absurdia. It was very interesting, an interesting approach he had coming into the studio itself. I'm trying to get used to this new mic. It's weird.
Yeah, new Mikey's all right.
New mic.
I should love new Mike.
I think he's way funnier than Jimmy. I'm glad that Jimmy's getting
Jimmy gets stabbed.
So that's fine. That's the end of Jimmy.
That's the end of Jimmy. And then we get new Mike.
Whether he died or he quit, we don't know. But we get
well, whatever. Mike. He disappears. He goes off to gets carried away by Amazon. That's the last we hear of Jimmy.
Now.